Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guy in the Know joins us right now here on Baskin and Phelps. He covers the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. You hear him right here on The Fan. He's Mr. Chris Fedor. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, kickball.
We're all happy about the way the Cavs are playing, and we're all thinking, gulp, they're now down Isaac Okoro and Kevin Love and
guys,
Lowry Markin.
I wouldn't do this for any other guests we have on, but it's Chris, and so we've got to do it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news on 93.3 The Fan is powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Browns running backs Nick Chubb and Demetric Felton have tested positive for COVID-19. Sources tell Adam Schefter of ESPN. Both players are vaccinated, thus their status for Sunday's game against New England remains in question. Two negatives in the next 24 hours. Nick Chubb, Demetric Felton testing positive for COVID-19, sources tell Adam Schefter.
Chris, what kind of moves do you have? Can you run the ball?
Well, it was nice talking to you guys.
Can you run the ball?
No, unfortunately, okay. I can't. I was growing up, I was a defensive back and wide receiver.
Nice.
I might be able to play a snap or two at this point.
Okay, we'll talk more about that. Positive COVID tests. We'll see where this goes. The Cavs are now back home for 8 of their next 9. That's all well and good. Bottom line, though, Isaac Okoro, Kevin Love, Lowry Markkanen, and now Colin Sexton for what would appear to be an extended period of time. That's a lot to deal with right here, Chris.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, depth was in – it was an issue going into this offseason that the Cavs felt like they sort of addressed. They felt really good internally about their top 8 guys. And then beyond that, you know, you didn't really know what you were going to get from Jetty Osman, Dylan Windler, always a wild card, especially dealing with all the injuries that he was dealing with. So there was a clear drop-off after the top 8 in this rotation. So,
And 4 of them are hurt.
4 of them are hurt. And now they're reaching deeper into this rotation and playing, you know, Lamar Stevens and Dylan Windler. It's just a lot for this team to overcome, to be perfectly honest with you. I think injuries is something that certainly can threaten to derail this start that they've gotten off to. It was nice that they were able to overcome it the other night against New York. But for this kind of team, the way that they're structured, the way that they're built, injuries were the one thing that they couldn't afford.
Let me ask the million-dollar question in my mind. Can tall ball work? Can this work all season?
Why not?
I don't know. Just sell me 100%. I mean, I agree. I just, you know, last year I got sucked in, and then I got my heart broken. I don't want to get my heart broken again, especially with the holidays coming up. You know, a lot of people get engaged over the holidays. Am I going to get my heart broken again?
He's already married, I think, Chris.
I know.
But
I don't want the Cavs
going. That might be a question.
I don't want the Cavs to break my heart again. Can tall ball continue to work? Like Jeff and I were saying, the second time around when they see some of these teams, will they have an answer?
Like the truth is, they're going to continue to get better as well. And this is something that head coach J.B. Bickerstaff talked to us about on the road trip when we were out on the West Coast, because it was a question that I asked him. Obviously, teams are going to adjust. But at the same time, Lowry, Jarrett, Evan, they're going to get better. They're going to get better individually because they're going to have a better understanding of their role. They're going to have a better understanding of playing with each other. And that's something that we haven't really seen. You know, this tall ball thing started, well, I mean, the idea of it started during preseason and training camp. But you didn't actually see it on the court against an opponent in the NBA until the third preseason game. So it's fair to say that these guys, you know, before that third preseason game, hadn't played together at all. They're going to learn more about each other. They're going to get better. And I think it's going to work consistently because for all the things that you worried about with Lowry in terms of his defense, having Jarrett and Evan as the erasers behind him, protecting him on the defensive end, I think that's going to be something that we continue to see. Yeah, they're 7 feet, and it's not conventional, but it's not like they're lumbering seven-footers out there. They're skilled. They can play on the perimeter. They can play inside as well.
They move well.
I do think it can work because there's a level of versatility that they bring, and there's a level of uniqueness that they bring that the teams are going to have to match them, not the other way around.
Chris Fedor joining us. So with Colin Sexton out, and who knows how long, but extended knee injury, meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
JB has shown he can be creative with a lineup by putting Lowry Markkanen at small forward and going with the three big guys. What's he do at the two-guard spot with Colin out? What do you think?
Well, the first thing is my sources tell me that when it comes to Colin, it's either going to be 8 to 12 weeks or 6 months. And that's going to depend on a couple of different things. But the main decision is going to come down to whether they have to remove the meniscus or if they're going to repair it. And I think which side it's on is going to matter in the length of how long he's out as well, whether it's medial or lateral meniscus. So there's a lot up in the air, and they're not going to know these answers until they actually go in and see what they have to do when it comes to this meniscus tear.
So at the very least, you're hearing 2 months at the least.
Yeah, that's my understanding. And the Cavs are always overly cautious when it comes to injuries as well. That's the way that they've played it, you know, from the very beginning. But in terms of replacing him, like, the hard thing is, guys, they don't have anybody else on the roster that can consistently score the ball the way that Colin can. For all the questions about him, for all of his flaws, he is a bucket. And as much as Ricky Rubio can step in and he can handle some of the ball handling, and as much as Isaac Okoro can step in and maybe he can give you a little bit more defensively, whether it's Rubio or whether it's Isaac or Dylan Windler, none of those guys can score the ball the way that Colin can. So this is something that they're going to have to figure out. And this is something that they're going to have to navigate. And that's going to put more probably on Darius Garland in terms of scoring the ball consistently. When Markkanen gets back, it's going to put more on him in terms of scoring the ball. It's probably going to put more on Jared Allen and Evan Mobley because Dylan Windler just brings a different kind of skill set if they go with him. Isaac Okoro, different skill set. Ricky Rubio, same thing. The way that I understand it is the Cavs are still figuring out who's going to slide into that spot. Isaac Okoro is going to get a long look there. I don't know if that's going to happen immediately because, according to my sources, they're probably going to play it slower with him in terms of his minute load coming off of this hamstring injury if he's able to go Wednesday night against Washington. So then the question is going to be, okay, are we going to want those minutes in the starting lineup? Are we going to want those minutes off the bench? But the truth is Isaac, Ricky Rubio, Dylan Windler, those are the three that are probably going to get the biggest boost in terms of filling in for Sexton.
Can I switch gears on you for a second? I need you to play radio host rather than Cavs. There was breaking news, obviously, at the beginning that Nick Chubb and Dimitri Felton have tested positive for COVID. Who's reporting that again, Dan? I'm sorry, I missed the report name.
Everybody's got it now.
Okay. I guess my question for you is, a year ago, I probably would have thought this is a gigantic, over-the-top, crazy, oh my God, we're going to lose these guys. But now because of the rule changes and the fact they're vaccinated, that if they come back with two negatives, they're going to be able to play. Plus, the other part of this is Kareem Hunt's eligible to come off the IR this week. Is this a big deal?
Yes, that's okay. A big deal. I don't know if Nick Chubb is going to be able to play. Obviously, that all depends on what happens with these tests coming up. But playing a game without Nick Chubb is always going to be a big deal.
That's if we don't play with him. I mean, there's
that's what I said.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to happen over the next 24 hours. We're beholden to a positive test becoming a negative test, right? Like, it's the same thing when it comes to COVID. Like, there are so many things up in the air. There are so many things out of your control. So you got to figure out what's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But if they don't play without Nick Chubb, like, it's a huge deal because he's the foundation of the offense. Look at what they did in terms of the moves that they've made recently. Everything is about sticking to this identity that they have. Look at the game that they played against Cincinnati over the weekend when their backs were up against the wall, when adversity was hitting this organization. They leaned on Nick Chubb, and yes, Baker Mayfield was better. Baker Mayfield had a good game against Cincinnati. But it's all about Nick Chubb. It's all about the running game for this team. When things get tough, that's where they go. So if you take that out of the equation, and all of a sudden you're asking Baker to be better without all of those pieces around him, yeah, I think that's going to be a huge deal, no matter who they play against.
Chris, thank you, buddy. Enjoy the homestand. You don't have
to travel
much.
It's going to be nice to be home.
Isn't that true? Chris Fedor covers the Cavaliers for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Talk to you soon, bud. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
There he goes, Chris. And Chris giving us a little football thought, too. Yeah, if Nick can't go, that's huge.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.